Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Age of Radio. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Because it's Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man. This is Big Man. Joining me, of course, as always, is my brother Cooper. Cooper, how you doing, brother?
Dude, it's wrestling talk, brother. It's been a while, dude. So
yes,
we've got a lot of things going on in the wrestling world that is just like mind-boggling, man. Like,
oh yeah,
it's crazy. Let's get into this, because I'm telling you, there's a lot that I'm like. They almost had me to the point where I was like, okay, I'm done with wrestling for a while because it's just like redundant and repetitive. But there's a lot of things going on this week.
Two major superstar movements.
Three
major superstar movements. It's a little crazy. But let's get into it. Let's start off with the, which one do you want to start off with? Should we start with the former WWE superstar, who's now AEW superstar?
Let's do that, since you already said it.
All right, so that would be the Rated R superstar, no longer as Edge, but Adam Copeland is now an AEW superstar.
It's crazy, dude. I mean, we know that he wanted to finish his career with Christian, so what better way to do it? But it's still weird for me, because being a big Edge fan.
An Edgehead?
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, not seeing him on WWE television is kind of different. So.
Yeah, it's different in the fact that it's because it's on another program.
Yeah.
Another promotion.
Yeah.
It was weird when we had the. We got kind of used to it after a few years after his injury that we thought he was done wrestling for good. And it was hard because it's like, it's Edge, you know. I know I didn't really care for Edge, but I also really loved the rivalries he had going on and all that stuff. And
that's only because you didn't get to see all the tag team stuff with him and Christian. If you probably watched him from then, you would understand the whole Edge thing and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Edge is Edge, and there's been a lot of controversy, you know, revolving around his whole career and things like that. Him being the Rated R superstar. So.
Yeah. But I've always been a proponent of, even if I don't really care for a character or a wrestler in particular, I still would rather have them go out on their career on their own terms rather than have it taken from them.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy he got to come back, got to wrestle. I would sit on a soapbox forever saying that this is his own WWE's fault, because it is.
Yeah, and I mean, I know I said the last time we did the wrestling talk, I said there would be real no reason for him to go over there, which really there isn't. But at the same time, I mean, really, I mean, the dude wants to finish his career off on his terms. He wants to do it with his best friend. And, you know, who knows, maybe put on some classics with guys he's never faced before.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been his plan, too. Is, you know, the opportunities for never-before-seen matches, opportunities to be in rings with some other the greats, you know, Sting. He's gonna first time he's going to be in there with Sting and stuff like that. So he's got that going on for him, too. It's just WWE just fumbled his return. They gave him the one.
They fumbled his return, and they fumbled Christian's return.
Like, well, they didn't even give Christian a return.
They didn't even really give Christian a chance, man. It's like
they just gave him the pop to pop in circumstance, and that was it for the Royal Rumble. You know, just to have that one little moment with Edge, and then that was it. You know, Edge got the one title opportunity. Of course, then they forced it into a triple threat match because Daniel Bryan, now Bryan Danielson, was leaving, so they wedged that in there and made it really kind of weird that it was in there. And, of course, internet, you got to love the internet, just came with the memes on forcing the triple threat match on with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Especially my favorite one, obviously, was when Godzilla versus Kong movie was coming out, and they put Daniel Bryan on the poster, go, now it's a triple threat match. That was still my favorite. Or the memes were like, that's a nice trip. That's a nice title match you got there. It'd be ashamed of.
Yeah,
it got turned into a triple threat match. That was.
And then it's got Daniel Bryan's face all over it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. But other than that, I mean, the opportunities that you fail to get by having Christian and Edge team up one more time, there's a lot of good tag teams now that would have been great to see them go up against Christian and Edge. The New Day would have been fun.
Oh, it definitely would have been fun.
You know, the Bloodline versus Christian and Edge.
Yeah.
You know, just because the Usos at the time, you know, obviously they're split now. But,
right.
You know, at the time it would have been cool to see the Usos versus Edge and Christian. I mean, you know, let's see. The Street Profits would have got a great run with that too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just a lot of opportunities just gone to the wayside. And it was, you know, unfortunate to me anyways.
Yeah, definitely, man. It really sucks that they dropped the ball in all sorts of areas with it. But the fact that he's carrying on and, you know, it just still just kind of weird for me to see him somewhere else. I'm like, look, this is like a alternate universe type thing.
Right? Did we just slip across the multiverse somewhere?
Yeah.
It's starting to seem like it, isn't it?
I mean, because I really thought, like, okay, well, CM Punk's gone, and, like, I understand, you know, like, you know, he is the victim of his own demise, but I also thought, too, well, now you're going to have people hating on AEW because he left, and you're going to have them, because you got them Punk fans that are still on his, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're on the wagon and they can't jump off for some reason.
Right.
And
they're just enjoying the ride.
I honestly thought that it would be kind of one of those things where AEW is kind of going downhill now. Because, I mean, you've already seen Cody leave and then the whole stunt with CM Punk. I thought, okay, it's done. But you brought Edge over.
Adam Copeland.
Yes, we got to correct that now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Tony did it. The MJF corrected him.
Yeah.
When he started talking about all the talent and stuff on their roster, and he said Edge, and Tony goes, oh, no, I mean Adam Copeland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, it's cool to see this, because now you might be able to see Edge versus Chris Jericho again.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, something's got to happen here, dude. I'm excited. It kind of sucks because I was about ready to just kind of be like, I love wrestling, but I'm stepping away for a little bit. But you pulled me back in, damn it. You pulled me back in. Plus all these other things going on with WWE right now. There's two big signings with WWE.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, though, I was a little shocked, though, that they let Edge keep everything, Adam, everything but Edge.
Yeah.
Everything is going across except Edge. It's like, why? What's the point in that?
Right.
That you let him have his song? His entrance is exactly the same. You know, you kept the rated R superstar. He's also trademarked other things that weren't really ever really used, but we've seen, you know, the Iconoclast, the shirt I got you.
Yeah.
He's going to use that at some point. So, I mean, that's cool and stuff, but it's just like, just let him have that. It's not worth being a baby about, honestly.
WWE is really weird about their names and their trademarks, and it's just, to me, it's like if a superstar takes that name and they make something of it, like, say, The Rock did,
mm-hmm.
you should give them the option to buy that right. And let them have it, dude.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. All right, so coming towards WWE, or coming to WWE from AEW, the basically the female Adonis, Jade Cargill.
That was huge.
Huge signing.
That's really huge because, like, she was their powerhouse, dude. She was, I mean, she's just a physical specimen, dude. Like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to see her in the ring, dude. Because you know she's going to go straight to the main roster. There's no way they're keeping her in NXT.
Oh, I know. It's going to be very short-lived NXT run if they make her do an NXT run. All I can say is, Mommy, you better watch out.
Yes.
Because
watch out.
Jade can go with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. And you know what? She kind of basically had a little bit of a Goldberg run in AEW. WWE, do you kind of see if you can match that or beat
it? Let's do it. Let's beat it, baby. That would be awesome.
Kind of, it'd be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, and it's not like she's not limited like Goldberg was. It's not spear, jackhammer, matches over.
No, she's very athletic, man.
So, don't get me wrong. I still respect Goldberg, but.
Then also we have Brian Pillman Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, what lineage have you brought? You've brought a second generation superstar from AEW to WWE. I know he's in NXT, but you know what? He's a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he could definitely use the NXT as a good start before you bring him up to the main roster. And as we all know, Brian Pillman was his dad. You know, I love the fact that they brought him over, dude. And it just, everybody's like, oh, yeah, Brian Pillman. And then it's like, oh, but look what AEW's got, Edge. I'm like, ugh. It's like, oh my god, dude.
I mean, honestly, at this point, though, if you're AEW, I think you kind of take that trade.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's not really a trade, but, I mean, a swap, basically. Yeah, I lost Jade Cargill, and I lost Brian Pillman Jr., but I just brought in a huge fan base
Adam Copeland. Especially with on the heels of what happened with CM Punk, you need that, because people like me, who are big wrestling fans and stuff, we don't like to watch a bunch of drama and stupidness in the background.
Right.
Like, it sucks because, like, I was a big CM Punk fan. Like, I was from the time he was in ECW all the way till he was, you know, where he's at now. I've watched every bit of it, dude. I've even went back and watched some of the Ring of Honor stuff that he was involved with. And to me, it's just, it sucks to see such good talent have such a damn ego. They can't put their shit behind them and just do what you gotta do.
Right.
He wasn't willing to take a backseat to younger talent. What did he bitch about with you know, The Rock and Cena and all them?
Yeah. Same thing.
What did he bitch about?
They wouldn't back down a little bit for younger talent to have the opportunity to grow. They would squash their opponents and all that,
Look what he did in AEW, dude. I give up, man. He's a dumbass. He's a two-faced idiot, and I'm just done with it. So, it's good to see AEW be able to move on from this and bring somebody like Adam Copeland in who has a mind for the business, can help some of this younger talent, and also put on some good matches.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be entertaining, to say the least, for AEW.
And Brian Pillman Jr., you know, Flying Brian, come on, man.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We'll see what happens. We got, you know, other young talent possibly can move over. We'll never know until we actually see it.
And I heard a little something on the News Jax 4 podcast. They talked about maybe Sheamus going to AEW.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me because I've heard he's not willing to re-sign a contract because he doesn't like the way he's
used. And who's his buddy?
Yep.
So, his buddy's Adam Copeland, so...
Right.
You never know.
And I'm sorry, nothing
against Sheamus. And I would love to see Sheamus and Claudius back together.
Yeah, Claudio back together. Yeah.
Claudio? Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what Sheamus is going to be called, though.
Right.
It's not gonna, probably not going to be Sheamus. Like.
It won't be Sheamus.
But no disrespect to Sheamus. I just don't like how that was his last match in WWE.
Yeah.
Sheamus.
That was...
The reason why I'm upset about it most is because we just got Cena back for this run on SmackDown and also a couple pay-per-views in a row. Why in the hell didn't we at least get Cena versus Edge?
Just, yeah, for the ending. Why not? That would have been a good retirement match in WWE.
Absolutely. Because guess what? You could still brand it as a career match. A career versus career match.
Yeah, because he still could have been like, well, my career's done here, but it's not done
here. Yeah, and I could still just go on. And you'd be like, because if you didn't really know anything outside of it, because let's not forget, he did a video after that match against Sheamus, and he said he wasn't even sure if he wanted to wrestle again. He said he might, depending on the situation. Other than the fact that we knew, the only thing we knew for sure is if he was going to be done, he wanted to be done with Christian. Well, the only way to do that was to do with AEW, but the way he was talking is like, he's not even sure 100% that he really wants to continue. He also needs to make sure his kids are okay with him still doing all this because, you know, they're still pretty young. Their dad can't be around all the time if he's traveling.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, he did make a comment. He wouldn't mind if Beth can make her way over.
That would be cool too, man. Because
then, at least then they can all travel together.
I don't like the fact that Beth came back and you pretty much made her the valet. She could have had a good ass match with Rhea.
Yeah,
that could have been Rhea's, like, even if Rhea won, it could have been like her way to the top.
Yeah, another push.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. A good legendary step up, yeah.
Yeah.
But it just irritated me. So you could have still done a career versus career match and not really known how it was going to finish between Cena and Edge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Cena's at the point where he's kind of like ready to fade.
I'm sorry, but Cena's an old man.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, he's ready to fade off.
Like, I'm sorry, but like him and Randy Orton still could run circles around him.
Yeah. But I was just saying though, you know, seeing us get to that point where he's about ready to step back enough, where you know he maybe just pop in every now and then, like he's been doing.
Maybe do a little earnest segment.
God, will you get over that? Anyways, my point was then you would have had the kayfab of whose career is actually going to end.
Yeah.
You know, and you wouldn't have really got it spoiled.
It would have been a better match. I will say that. I do understand it as far as storyline goes, why they did it, but at the same time, it would have been a better storyline if they would have went with John Cena.
So. Absolutely, and did a career versus career match.
Yep.
All right, speaking of John Cena, sir, are we ready to talk about Fastlane?
Let's do it, bro.
So Fastlane is oddly placed. It's a few days after my birthday. Well, actually, the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
A few days from today.
Yeah, by the way, happy birthday, dude. Thank you. Just put it out here. Your birthday's tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And if you're listening to this, it will be today. If it's after midnight.
Yep.
When you listen to this. So it's either if you listen before midnight tonight, it's happy early birthday to me. If it's after midnight, happy birthday to me, basically.
There you go.
But yeah, Fastlane usually happens right before the pay-per-view, right before WrestleMania. They didn't do a pay-per-view before WrestleMania. They kind of had the month off, basically, didn't they?
Yeah.
was last year. So it was a little odd. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, we're going to do Fastlane in October. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not when you do Fastlane. Because you're usually on the fast track.
Fastlane's right before WrestleMania, usually. So
yeah, it's the pay-per-view right before. It's like a month before.
Because I remember last year, I talked to a lot of smack about Fastlane.
And then
I didn't want to watch it. And I just hated it. And then we actually watched it, and I was like, oh!
Well,
didn't they have Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns? And it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't last year. It was the year before because I remember it was the first Peacock pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
I was
just downplaying it and just being...
Yeah, you were being spiteful.
I was being spiteful about it, dude. And I was like, I freaking hate this pay-per-view, dude.
Because
they usually don't do shit with it. That's why.
And then of course, we then ragged on it a little bit afterwards. Well, it was the first one for Peacock. They kind of wanted to get a hype going for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They're like, we need to
ragged on it just a little bit. Ragged on.
I mean, it was still a good pay-per-view, though.
We ragged on the cock, bro.
Hey, man. Sometimes you just gotta beat the cock, bro. It just happens. I mean, come on. Shout out Pat McAfee.
Do what you gotta do.
That's right. All right. So let's break it down. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 already known matches. Obviously, with SmackDown tomorrow night, anything can change and be added. So yeah,
exactly.
We'll just not in any particular order. Let's just break it down. This one surprised me because we had the last pay-per-view. Cena was involved in it a little bit. It was LA Knight versus The Miz. Cena got himself involved as a special guest referee. We kind of had a little bit of tension between all of them. But LA Knight and John Cena teaming up to take on Solo and Jimmy Uso.
Yeah, man. This surprised the hell out of me. Yeah, me too, because I don't think LA Knight really cares for John Cena. He doesn't really care about him, period. So the fact that they threw this match together and put these guys together and said, here, you're going to go against, Solo and Jimmy, it's like,
yeah. Whoa. But if you haven't been paying attention to SmackDown, it looks like there's not a great chemistry going on between Jimmy and Solo either.
Yeah, so. Jimmy's an idiot. He's acting like he's the head of the tribal queef.
I was about to say, are you about to say tribal queef? I mean, what were you doing, bro? Queef, tree, what do you want?
I mean, I don't know, dude. This is TikTok guy I've been following, and he calls Roman Reigns the tribal queef. And I honestly think Jimmy is totally trying to be Roman right now.
I mean, he's done something.
He's like the wish version of it, So
yeah.
He's this tribal queef.
Yeah, he's done quite a few things that are Roman-esque. He's asked for the microphone from Heyman. And Heyman just looks at him like,
are you stupid?
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? We don't do that here. Roman. So that's gonna be interesting to see what happens about that one. I was just kind of just thrown off by Cena and Knight, and I'm like, because the SmackDown, they're Solo and Jimmy are just beating up everybody. Like, no one's gonna be his partner because we're gonna beat up everybody. And then all of a sudden, LA Knight just shows up, helps Cena, take care of business, and then signs the contract. I'm like, oh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, a lot of combustible elements in that one.
Definitely, bro. It's going to be very interesting to see where it goes. But I think the bloodline is going down on this one, bro.
Probably.
So.
All right, next up. Like I said, this is in no particular order. So, we're just going based off the matches they have listed here. World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins takes on Shinsuke Nakamura in a Last Man Standing match.
I would have to say that probably Shinsuke is going to win this. And the only reason why I say that is because, Seth has been dealing with a back injury for a very long time. And maybe it's time for him to take a break.
Yeah, but we also kind of predicted a possibility of him dropping this title at before and he didn't do it. Also, then maybe having the Money in the Bank cash in on it.
That's why it makes you wonder. Is this just Is this like storyline? Is his back really hurt, or is it just? I don't know.
I mean, because that's what we obviously know. That's what Shinsuke is going to target the whole match.
Yeah,
is a supposed back injury to try to keep him down. So we'll see what happens with that.
But it's going to be a good match. I mean, it'll be entertaining. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, last man standing match. Anything can happen. So you know, obviously, Rollins is going to try to do whatever he can to, you know, survive. But it's definitely going to be a interesting match for that, and possibly a title change. We'll see. All right, WWE Women's Champion Io Sky versus Charlotte Flair versus Asuka in a triple threat match.
This is going to be a test for Io, dude.
Yeah.
Having both the Empress of Tomorrow and the Queen, it's going to be bad, dude. The only way she's coming out with this win is if
Damage Control helps out.
Because I honestly think that she,
well, in a triple threat match.
No rules.
So we could see Damage Control coming to help it out.
Yep.
A lot of people have been wondering about Io as champion because she's the champion, but yet she's still kind of being shown around as a sidekick in Damage Control, with Bayley kind of still being in charge. What do you think?
I don't know, because the way she wrestled against Asuka on Friday, not this past Friday, but last Friday, she actually showed out. So I think it's more of a Bayley being Bayley type thing, and maybe not wanting to take a backseat to Io.
Maybe.
So
I just wanted to get your thoughts on it, because it's been brought up. I've seen in posts and stuff on.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a good little stare to see what happens between it, because you know they've been together for a little over a year now.
Yeah.
So at some point, Bayley is probably going to drop both of them. So
probably at some point, maybe when she like comes around, somehow steals the title from you.
Something, man. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll never get the good Bayley back, but I mean,
no, but
it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, I'd still give her a hug if she'd let me.
Oh yeah,
booty grab. Oh, anyways, sorry. Yeah. Moving on. So then next up, we have the Latino World Order taking on Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Little interesting going into this match, because we had some tension on both sides, honestly, a little bit. You know, I mean, I know they don't play it off as that. They try to pull it off as a respect thing, but Rey Mysterio and
I'm drawing a blank, too.
Is it?
But I know who you're talking about.
It's not Santana. That's not his name, right?
No.
Oh my goodness, that's bad. Why did I just like blank on
Why
his name?
Why am I blanking?
But anyways, I mean, that match, you know, we just had them go against each other for United States title, so that was interesting. You know, the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley have had a little bit of tension. They didn't like how Bobby Lashley kind of handled some things recently.
Well, I mean, the Street Profits have always been good guys, so it's kind of weird for them to try out the heel thing, and they're not really good at it. So.
True. So I'm just kind of like, this is going to be interesting and quite volatile triple threat. Santos Escobar.
Yeah, Santos Escobar.
Jesus.
Dude, I don't even know why I drew a blank, because I was like, I could picture him, I could see him, but I couldn't get the name. I was like,
me too. We're sorry.
We're old.
We're sorry, Santos.
We're old.
That's our bad. But anyway, so this could be interesting, six-man tag match. Because possible volatile chemicals, you know, issues, chemistry
definitely
things.
Definitely going to be fun to watch.
I still think, when it comes to everything, I think the LWO can put aside their differences better.
Oh yeah.
But unfortunately, that's a lot of power on the Bobby Lashley and Street Profits side.
And the Street Profits are a well-known tag team, so you know, between them and Bobby Lashley, it's going to be interesting match, because
that's going to be a big hill to climb for LWO.
That's a three-headed monster right there, dude.
Yep. All right, and speaking of tag matches, and also some interesting dissension going on here, and volatile chemicals connecting together, the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions Finn Balor and Damian Priest will take on the unlikely team of Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso.
Oh, man, this is going to be good, man. Yeah, dude, we've all been wondering what's going on with this, and we finally know, right?
Yeah, we finally know.
It's, you know, Cody Rhodes came out with his little announcement, so there you go.
Yeah. This one is going to be very interesting. Cody and Jey teaming up is going to be kind of crazy. Yeah. We've had a lot of tension in Judgment Day of late.
And then them trying to get Jey to join and all that other crap.
Yeah. So the potential for this thing to be
a powder keg
is quite phenomenal. And also rumors of outside interference still coming.
Yeah.
And not just from Judgment Day. But some help might be on the way for Cody and Jey if Jey doesn't just turn on Cody.
Yeah.
So that's going to be extremely interesting and a joy to watch, I'm pretty sure.
I can't wait, dude. Sounds like it's going to be a good match card.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully they'll maybe add some decent filler in there because five matches is a little light for a pay-per-view.
Yeah, but, I mean, five matches is still a good card.
Yeah, I mean, still, yeah. Kind of stretch it. Of course,
you know, pay-per-views, they go longer than the matches do. You focus more on the wrestling, not so much storylines. So.
True. And there's that. All right. So, anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, no, I'm just happy that, you know, I'm actually excited about wrestling lately because I've been kind of dull with it and just kind of like, eh.
What about your soapbox?
Oh, you want me to go on that? You want me to go on that tangent with Becky Lynch being the NXT Women's Champion?
Well, you know,
what the hell is that? The man does not need the freaking NXT Women's Championship.
True. Well, what about also your theory on superstars going to NXT?
My theory is most of the time if they go over there, if they're an older superstar, they're trying to weed them out. It's like going down to the minors.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Honestly, maybe it's Becky's way of getting a title because, you know, I mean, you're not going to get the title from I can't even think right now, Rhea right now, because Rhea's been on a roll.
Yeah.
Io Sky is kind of doing her thing over there, and, you know, I mean, Becky wants to be a champion, so I guess there you go. I don't know. It's just weird.
It's so weird and awkward, and I don't know.
I'm still not used to it. I'm like, what the?
But now it makes you wonder how long she's gonna stay there to help kind of push Jade.
Yeah.
Because now it's like you almost want her to stay just for that aspect because we know it's still gonna be a short run for Jade. There's no way. You're going to keep her in NXT that long. But what a name for your first title.
To take out Becky Lynch.
For your first title?
Yeah, dude. Maybe that's what they've been doing. Maybe that's the whole plan with it.
Yeah.
So,
good
thinking.
Yeah. Final little tidbit. What do you think of Paul Heyman now helping out with Bron Breakker? He showed up at NXT to help Bron.
Pretty crazy, but I know Paul Heyman has ties all the way back to WCW days, all that. So he might have been real tight with the Steiners. And maybe he's looking for a new protege because, you know, where's Roman?
Right.
Where's Roman?
Roman,
where are you?
He's on vacation.
I know he's on vacation, but
he don't care.
You
don't give him.
you think, though, that Paul Heyman wants to carry on with the bloodline. Look how freaking shot out they are right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he's looking for other opportunities.
Yeah.
And no one bringing Bron Breakker into the fold. Yeah. He's already a beast. You put Paul Heyman with him.
Yeah. That might be his new Brock Lesnar.
Yikes! I'm scared.
I'm interested.
I'm really interested. He's going to be a Paul Heyman guy.
But he needs to get off the NXT roster. It's time for him to move up.
Definitely.
Final thoughts on what's been going on with Drew McIntyre. Is he going heel? Is he staying face? What's going on?
I think he's like Triple H, dude. It doesn't matter what he does. He could be a bad guy. He could be a good guy. You're still going to love him, hate him, respect him, whatever you're going to do. But Drew McIntyre is just done pandering to everybody else, and maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder because he's tired of not holding a championship.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just bitter and being pissed off.
I can see that. But what do you think of the rumors that are going around that he could end up being the leader of Judgment Day?
I don't know. I think the Judgment Day, they have too many egos in it for him to even step in and be like, oh, I'm going to be the leader. Because nobody takes him serious anyways. Because, I mean, after Edge left, you had, Finn Balor that jumped in and then all of a sudden said, no one's a leader here. And they have no direction with them other than they're all champions. I mean, I'm still wondering what the hell, Damian Priest is doing. Cash in your damn shit, dude. Like, why haven't you done that yet? We thought he was going to do it the last pay-per-view. He didn't do it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a possibility. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, though. This is going to be an interesting pay-per-view. Interesting storylines that could potentially come. Soon to be arrivals. Hopefully one of them to the main roster in Braun Breaker.
Maybe an end to rivalry with Seth Rollins and Shinsuke. Because I'd like to see somebody else go after the title.
Or something.
Something. We need something different.
Something
shake it up a little bit because, you sat there and said, oh, we're going to bring a new title, a title that's going to be defended every week. Because one's not defended enough. Well, guess what? Now that one isn't even there at all. So we've only got one title again. So what the hell?
One main title, yeah. Well, at least the good news is, though, it's not the one main title is gone. And you don't have another main title.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. So that one title can be gone. Still weird that it's technically three belts.
I've seen a meme on, I think it was Facebook, somebody said, congratulations to Roman Reigns for not defending your title for over 100 days now. It's 100 days because, it's been over 3 months or so since he
last defended the title. Yeah.
So,
that's just that old chestnut that we don't pull the strings on that one.
I don't pull the strings on that one because I really do care about Roman. And I think that Roman, he's a good wrestler. And I think that the WWE just totally spun his character out of control.
We'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that.
He could have been John Cena 2.0.
On that note.
That's all I'm saying.
On that note. We're going to be gone.
You don't want me to jump on another soapbox, bro?
Really don't.
Come on, dude.
Really don't.
Come on, bro.
No.
Come on, let's jump on
I'm going to roll you out of this office.
Let's jump on this wagon. Let's do it.
No, we're not. Anyway. So, man, that was a good pay-per-view preview episode.
It was, dude. It's good to be back, dude. Good to be back trying to keep it on a schedule a little bit. Glad you didn't have to worry in real bad with your tooth today.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, next week I will not be able to do the podcast. I will have my tooth removed on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm also taking Thursday off from work, so I'm Wednesday, Thursday. So, guys, unfortunately, I'm going to be out of commission next week, so unfortunately, next week we'll not be doing football or wrestling talk.
Yeah.
But hopefully, the week after, we'll be back ready to go.
Yep.
Because luckily, too, also the Ducks and Huskies will have played that weekend. The weekend before we come back.
Yeah.
So at least we'll have the Ducks to talk about. Because I'll be happy. Because Florida's pissing me off.
There you go.
I'm hoping they'll beat Vanderbilt this weekend, but
If they don't, dude, we should just give up on them.
And I hate to say that, but I'm not becoming a Seminoles fan.
No.
I'm not.
And I'm not becoming a Hurricanes fan.
I will be a Central Florida fan.
Exactly.
Go Knights, baby.
Go Knights.
Gators don't make me do that. I can't do that. I don't want to. But if I have to, I will.
There you go.
Anyways, come on, Duck football. Come on, Duck football. Why we got to be off this weekend?
Anyways. All right, let's go. Because, you're going to get on a soapbox here, too.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, we'll see you all or talk to you all in 2 weeks. Y'all have a good one. And as always, keep on talking sports. Hey, everyone. This is Big Man.
This is Cooper.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, but be sure to check us out on our social medias.
On Facebook at Cooper Big Man.
Our Facebook page, Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
On Twitter at Cooper_BigManST.
On Instagram, also at Cooper_BigManST.
At TikTok at sportstalk.cooper.bigman.
Or you can email us at sportstalkwithcooperinbigman. That's sportstalk, W-I-T, Cooper, the letter N, Big Man, and that's at gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you guys for checking us out. Be sure to catch us on our next episode.